there, this is Rain for Res Life. Maybe you think God will hate you if you doubt him. Nothing could be further from the truth. While Jesus walked on this earth, there were many of his followers that continually doubted him, and yet they still became some of God's most faithful servants and followers. In this scene from Matthew's Gospel, Jesus has reached the end of a bad day. His cousin and friend, the John the Baptist, has been beheaded. Jesus only wants to be alone to pray and grieve, but he ends up having to take care of a huge crowd of over 5,000 people. After he's finally done, he asks his disciples to go across the lake on a boat, and he will join them later. What follows is a funny but also sad scene as one of his lead followers first shows amazing faith, followed immediately by tragic doubt. But pay attention to the grace that Jesus shows Peter's doubt, even after his long and trying day. Matthew 14:22-33, quote, "Then Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side of the lake, while he sent the people away. After sending the people away, he went up to the hill by himself to pray. When evening came, Jesus was alone there, and by this time the boat was far out in the lake, tossed about by the waves because the wind was blowing against it. Between 3 and 6 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to the disciples, walking on the water. When they saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. 'It's a ghost,' they said, and screamed in fear. Jesus spoke to them at once. 'Courage,' he said, 'it is I. Don't be afraid.' Then Peter spoke up. 'Lord, if it is really you, order me to come out on that water to you.' 'Come,' answered Jesus. So Peter got out of the boat and started walking on the water to Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he was afraid, and he started to sink down into the water. 'Save me, Lord,' he cried. At once, Jesus reached out and grabbed hold of him and said, 'What little faith you have. Why did you doubt?' They both got into the boat and the wind died down. Then the disciples in the boat worshiped Jesus. 'Truly, you are the Son of God,' they exclaimed." End quote.